In 1932, Merz Tate, a woman from rural Michigan, was the first African-American to graduate from Oxford University. She developed what became known as a children's travel club. Today, another Michigan woman is reviving that concept to inspire girls to stay in school. Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris has the story.
About 20 girls and several adults shuffle onto an Amtrak train in Kalamazoo.
We're going on a mystery train ride with the travel club.
That's 10-year-old club member Claire Caberry. Like a lot of kids in this group, she's never been on a train before. On today's mystery trip, they're traveling just one stop over to Battle Creek, where they'll visit several monuments for the Underground Railroad and Sojourner Truth's burial place. Club founder Sonia Hollins floats down the aisle, chatting with the girls in their seats.
I'm telling you, when you get back on this train, you're going to be a whole new person. You're going to be like a historian about Battle Creek history.
Battle Creek.
Hollins started the travel club 2 years ago, somewhat unintentionally. She was flipping through the paper and an article caught her eye about how to keep kids in school. The idea of Merz Tate's travel club from the 1930s had always stuck with her. And Hollins realized that reviving that travel club idea would be a great way to get kids excited about the world around them.
And to expose them to some careers and some people who have traveled. And they will open their mind to the possibilities out there.
So Hollins created the Merz Tate Travel Club. Originally, the club was for African-American girls. But since that time, Hollins has opened it up to girls of all races. The club has done everything from touring the state capitol to learning how to make and can applesauce. On one trip, the girls visited Kalamazoo College. Hollins quizzed the girls, just to see if they knew anything about the school's president, a black woman.
I think a couple of them guessed that she was African-American. None of them guessed that it was a woman. And so afterwards, when I introduced her, you could just see their eyes light up like, wow, she's the president of this college.
10-year-old member Zoe Edmonds thinks all kids should have this kind of experience.
So that they can learn more about their community and their state and country.
But couldn't they just do that from a TV show, though?
No, they couldn't.
Edmonds says that traveling to places feels better than TV. She says it feels more real. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Norris.
This is NPR News.